Good morning. Wednesday morning, we're with our political observer, Alan Chartalk. Alan, it's the primaries. Diverse candidates rule tonight. We'll start in Vermont. Christine Hallquist, transgender woman, has won Vermont's governor's primary. Your reaction this morning, starting there.
As usual, David, Vermont leads the way. It's a wonderful state. If all of America could be Vermont, we would be very lucky. So what's happened is she won, and she won overwhelmingly. It's a great moment for diversity in the United States. It's a great moment for the people of Vermont. We're talking about a woman who is not only transgender, but who has made the point that transgender is just one more of those areas of marginalized people who are stepping forward and saying that Donald Trump has been awful about transgender. And we see her own history, which is the head of a major electric utility and able to turn that around brilliantly. And so let's just see what happens in the election. But in terms of the Democratic primary, the victory was overwhelming.
Of course, we had primaries in Connecticut as well, another blue state, Alan. We see that Ned Lamont, a businessman, won the Democratic primary for governor, but we had Johanna Hayes, who drew closer to being the state's first black Democrat in Congress. Chris Murphy, of course, congratulating her and saying he needs her in Congress.
Well, we interviewed Elizabeth Esty for many years. We look forward to interviewing this wonderful candidate, too. And it was a primary, and she beat some of the bosses and did what she had to do. Organized labor was very good. And it is a very interesting and, I think, progressive victory.
On the other side of the coin, we see in Kansas that Jeff Collier, the governor, conceded the Republican primary to Kris Kobach, who was endorsed by President Trump a week after voters went to the polls.
Well, it was a real squeaker. We're talking about, you know, a couple hundred votes, but the recount was going the wrong way for the incumbent. And it's not great news for him, but it is very good news for the Democrats, ironically, because this candidate is outside the mainstream. The endorsed Republican by Trump. You know, Trump doesn't take any chances. He endorses the guys he thinks he has a chance of winning with. But because he is such a Trumper, there is this question of the independent vote in Kansas. And there are those who are thinking that even though it's Kansas, red state Kansas, that there's a chance that the Democrat will win.
From there to what has become a horrific story for years now, we find bishops and other leaders of the Roman Catholic Church in Pennsylvania covered up child sexual abuse by hundreds of priests over a period of 70 years, persuading victims not to report the abuse and police officers not to investigate it, according to a report issued by a grand jury.
David, it is a horrendous story, obviously. And these people who came forward to testify, and we've seen them on television overnight, you know, have been, if not ruined for life, have been affected for all of their lives. It's a courageous thing for that grand jury and that attorney general to do in Pennsylvania. Point being that there has to be some kind of way of dealing with all of this. For example, the Pope comes forward, does what he has to do in order to begin to make this right. Because if there is an existent problem, not only what has happened horrifically in the past, but existent problem, that has to be dealt with also. And apparently there will be a couple of indictments that fall within the statute of limitations. The state legislature in Pennsylvania has its work to do. Apparently, the lower house has done what it needs to do. The Senate needs to do it now, has refused to go along up until now. But it is a horrible, horrible scene that we have all been exposed to. And there will just have to be some kind of way of dealing with this so that it just never happens again.
The Manafort trial. Defense lawyers did not call any witnesses in the fraud trial, the former Trump campaign chairman, while prosecutors called nearly a dozen. Your thoughts this morning on how that's going?
Well, you will remember, David, that I said that they were in a terrible position here, the defense. Manafort clearly has a great deal of evidence against him. Forget about Gates, because Gates becomes problematic for the prosecution. But the pieces of paper with Manafort's signature on it, the prosecution contends, proves that he was a tax cheat. And this is a country which runs on a lot of money that is provided by those of us who fill out our income taxes assiduously each year. you don't want to cheat on your income tax because it isn't fair to everybody else. And I think what we're seeing here is the unfolding of a massive tax fraud, according to the prosecution. And they have another trial that they have to go through, and they didn't want to risk any of it. They certainly weren't going to put Manafort on the stand, because if they did that, he would be open to cross-examination, potential for perjury. It's the last thing they wanted to do.
Finally, Alan, clarion call for infrastructure improvements around the world. This horrific highway bridge that collapsed in Italy, killing at least 37. We even saw in New York yesterday in the Southern Tier fears of a dam that could give way because of all the rain that's been coming in. Again, the issue of infrastructure raises its head.
Well, that's right, David, and we have to do something about it. We're spending a fortune on military weaponry that we probably will never, ever need. But yet, we have bridges that have collapsed, Schoharie, and it is something that every time I go over a bridge, I go faster, as if that would help. But I do think that the warning is clear. We have to make sure that none of this stuff collapses here or anywhere else in the world.